In the tech business, Apple has a unique reputation. Ever since the original Macintosh, and more recently with the iPod and the iPhone, Apple has prided itself on building products that are beautifully designed, simple to use, and work right out of the box. About 3 weeks ago, Apple launched a new iPhone, the 3G. Cyrus Farivar reports that for some customers, this phone has not worked perfectly right out of the box.
If you went to the Apple store in downtown San Francisco yesterday, you would have seen a sign in the window, "Sorry, iPhone 3G is not available today." Mahdi Matali, a local trucking student from Tunisia, said that he and his cousin tried to buy one.
It's sold out, so hopefully we can get one tomorrow. So it's out of stock and they will get some tomorrow. So we'll be here tomorrow.
All over the country, there just aren't enough phones to go around. But that may be the least of Apple's worries. Even for people who've managed to get a phone, there's a lot more complicated paperwork that you have to wade through in the store before you can make a call, a hassle that didn't exist last year when the first iPhone came out. On top of that, there are bugs in the new version of the phone software. When other companies stumble in similar ways, it can be forgiven. But with the perfection that Apple is known for, these kinds of problems are unheard of, says Charles Golvin, an analyst with Forrester Research.
Everything that they do is highly polished, and if there are hiccups, they normally ride them out very, very quickly and right the ship.
And there's even more trouble. Apple's been promoting its new email and calendar syncing service called Mobile Me, and it hasn't been working right. Even worse, it's been panned by reviewers. Jason Snell, editorial director of Macworld magazine, said that with the release of these new products all at once, Apple may have bitten off more than it could chew.
I think Apple was under a lot of pressure to essentially do a magic trick and pull the veil off of all of these products on one day, which was July 11th. And I think that was their fundamental mistake, is that they didn't need to do that. They could have spread this out over time. They could have launched MobileMe and then the new iPhone and then the new iPhone software for the old iPhone, and they could have avoided a lot of this.
But even Apple loyalists are really frustrated. They think that it's bogus that a mysterious employee named David G is giving periodic updates on a company blog. He wrote late yesterday that the company had fixed the issue of older emails being lost and added that there is now a dedicated online chat service to troubleshoot remaining issues. Back at the Apple store in San Francisco, people are still crowding around the iPhone displays. Remember Mahdi Matali, that guy who wanted to buy an iPhone?
Have you been following the problems that the software's been having?
I've heard about this. I'm going to get one anyway.
For NPR News, I'm Cyrus Farivar.